LGBTQ plus issues, questions, and concerns. Utah is such a hostile place for LGBTQ plus community right now. If you're in Utah and queer, sending you virtual hugs. Ex-Twitter user. In my high school in the early 2000s, it was commonplace to refer to something bad in a way that is derogatory to same-sex attracted individuals. To my embarrassment, like seemingly everyone else, I used the same language. I did not pick that up at church, but at school. I was never personally hostile to homosexual men or women. Still, partly due to several unwanted sexual encounters by men in high school and on my mission in Peru, I was undoubtedly avoidant. That all changed for me in Pucallpa, Peru. My missionary companion and I were teaching a less active family with some unbaptized members. The aging grandmother lived in the home as well. The less active members we focused on were incredibly neglectful and rude to the grandmother. It was shameful and despicable. The only one in that home that treated the grandmother with kindness and compassion was the gay uncle. Unlike his less active Latter-day Saint sister, he was sweet and honoring of his mother. That one man humanized a group that I had been evading. I was upset that I was teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to his heterosexual and neglectful sister, but avoiding him. I was called to repentance and reminded that the gospel is for all of God's children. In 2015, prominent church critic and podcast host John DeLynn published a dissertation through Utah State University titled Sexual Orientation Change Efforts, Identity Conflict, and Psychosocial Health Among Same-Sex Attracted Mormons. In his research, he concludes that sexual orientation change efforts, SOCE, by members and former members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints were overwhelmingly reported to be either ineffective or damaging by participants. He derived the study's results from 1,612 individuals who responded to an online survey. Are those who identify as LGBTQ+ more at risk among the Latter-day Saints? Do they experience worse outcomes due to their membership in the church? I've wondered for the last 10 years how damaging the church is to the mental health of our LGBTQ+ brothers and sisters. From the comments of critics like John DeLynn, it really seemed like we were doing more harm than good. However, I also had personal experiences where LGBTQ+ identifying members of the church were greatly blessed by their membership. So, which is it? In a 2016 paper, Stephen Craney reports on the mental and physical health among Utah Mormon LGBs and non-Mormon LGBs using a large population-based dataset. He reports, in a surprising finding, Mormon LGBs report better mental health than non-Mormon LGBs. Why are LGBs' mental health better off as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Why was this finding so surprising? Surprising LGBTQ findings. The surprising finding listing above is increasingly less surprising. In a 2023 report, a large representative sample, N equals 73,982, of Utah middle schoolers and high schoolers found that LGBTQ identifying youth in Utah were at a much higher risk of suicidal thoughts and behaviors than heterosexual youth. However, Latter-day Saint LGBTQ identifying youth reported lower rates of suicidal thoughts and behaviors than non-Latter-day Saint LGBTQ identifying youth. Dreyer and Goodman report in a 2022 paper that Latter-day Saint LGBTQ teens had lower levels of suicidality and depression than LGBTQ teens of other religions or no religion. In a 2021 paper, Lefevre, Davis, Pice, and Smack report on the relationship between religiousness and health among sexual minorities. They found that religiousness or spirituality is consistently and positively associated with better health. When isolating sexual minorities, the positive correlation between religiousness, spirituality, and health still exists, though admittedly less so than the overall participants in their study. In a 2020 study in 11 Muslim countries, researchers found that religiosity deters suicide through its effects on attitudes toward suicide. In an older 2002 study, before the recent decade's meteoric rise in LGBTQ plus identification, my observation, Hilton, Fellingham, and Lyon found that higher levels of religiosity appear to be inversely associated with suicide. Harvard researchers calculated in a 2017 study that nearly 40% of recent increase in the U.S. suicide rate can be attributed to the decline in religious attendance. Goodman and Dyer, in a 2019 Deseret News article, shared the following from their study. 44% of Utah's Latter-day Saint LGBTQ plus identifying youth had seriously considered suicide, compared to 47% of Utah's LGBTQ plus identifying youth from other religions and 77% of Utah's atheist agnostic LGBTQ plus identifying youth. The national rate for LGBT youth is 47.7%. The CDC found that from 2011 through 2015, Latter-day Saint youths had a lower risk of suicide. Walter Shum reports that the 2019 Utah Prevention Needs Assessment Survey suggests that Latter-day Saint LGBTQ youth had lower rates of reported depression and suicidality than non-religious LGBTQ youths. Shum shares data from Utah's Student Health and Risk Prevention SHARP statewide survey. He states that Latter-day Saint students generally were less likely to have considered suicide or attempted suicide, be depressed, use drugs, come from a drug-using family, or be bullied for their sexual orientation. They were more likely to come from a home with stable parents, more likely to feel safe at school, and more likely to have been bullied on account of their religion. Shum shares the results of a BYU study and a Bowling Green study and concludes that these studies suggest that being a Latter-day Saint is protective against depression and suicidality, even for LGBTQ students. Tyler Lefevre, an associate professor of clinical counseling specialization at Utah State University, was the lead researcher for a study published in May 2023 regarding sexuality minority Mormons. Lefevre, a former Latter-day Saint, admitted he was surprised by the findings. He said, "I always think that as people become less religious, they're going to be happier. That's just what I expect to see every single time. And I shouldn't expect that anymore, because it's been several years that I've not been finding that." In this study, Lefevre found that sexual minority Latter-day Saints become less religious over time, and that as people become less religious, they report less meaning in life and more depression. He suspects that religiousness promotes purpose, meaning, a sense of structure, and more social support and connection. It appears that the risk of suicidal thoughts is nearly double for those of no religion versus Latter-day Saints for both LGBTQ identifying and heterosexual students in Utah. Might that mean the Church of Jesus Christ may be protective somehow? Why is the risk of suicidal ideation lower for Latter-day Saint youth in Utah if they are more likely to be bullied for their religious affiliation, according to the 2019 SHARP survey? What if I bought into the critics' narratives? How do the critics in good conscience make blanket recommendations to LGBTQ plus identifying individuals to leave the church and their families if the likelihood for worse outcomes is higher if they do that? Admittedly, the relationship between LGBTQ plus identifying Latter-day Saints and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is complicated. More research needs to be done. As a church, I hope we can be welcoming and compassionate toward those struggling. In the meantime, it does seem that the church is doing a better job for LGBTQ plus identifying members than critics give us credit for. Dangerous precedent. What really matters is that LGBT Mormons continue to die by suicide. Mormon mixed-faith marriages continue to face intensive distress and sometimes divorce and the destruction of entire family where children get alienated from their parents. Families get torn apart as some lose their faith. John DeLynn. Going back to the limited 2015 John DeLynn dissertation referenced earlier, this highly popular and off-cited study from John likely suffers from both confirmation bias, uniformity among researchers who lead with the conclusion in mind, and sampling bias, an online volunteer survey being circulated amongst disenfranchised members and former members of the church. John's snowball sampling method makes the conclusions of his study highly suspect. Jacob Hess provides a thoughtful critique of John DeLynn's study. Why does the narrative in John DeLynn's dissertation contradict the majority of the other scholarly research on sexual minorities in the church? Before 2015, was John DeLynn considered a neutral party to LGBTQ plus issues and the church? How much ideological uniformity is there between John and his research team? Did his findings surprise him? Are the findings from an online volunteer survey that was disseminated from John's Mormon Stories brand reliable? Isn't that brand critical of the church? Doesn't the Mormon following of that brand consist of mostly disenfranchised former and current members of the church? Doesn't that meet the criteria for sampling and selection bias? My biggest concern with John DeLynn is how heavy-handed he can be with the conclusions of his admittedly limited study. What if he's just wrong? Isn't pressuring same-sex attracted individuals to step away from faith communities, marriages, family, and personal commitments a step in the wrong direction? The problem for John and other critics is that most of the other reliable evidence regarding LGBTQ+ identified individuals and the church comes to radically different conclusions than they do. That includes a Lefevre-led 2019 study that seemingly contradicts John's findings. It says, "We found that Mormons who reject an LGBTQ identity were significantly more religious and less content with their sexuality but had similar health outcomes relative to LGBTQ Mormons." Said differently, LGBTQ identifying members of the church who reject the LGBTQ label had similar health outcomes as members of the church who identify as LGBTQ. I believe that John truly cares about people who identify as LGBTQ+, and I give him credit for that. In his 2013 TEDx talk, The Ally Within, he discusses how members of the church can support our LGBTQ+ brothers and sisters, and it seems to come from the heart. However, I'm concerned that his podcast and opinions create worse outcomes for hundreds or thousands of Latter-day Saints he's professing to help by persuading them to leave the church. I especially worry about our LGBTQ+ identifying brothers and sisters who listen to his podcast. If John was objectively looking at the collective research, wouldn't he be justified in convincing sexual minorities to stay in the church and be more religious? I hope John can be more measured in his statements and recommendations to LGBTQ+ identifying individuals. LGBTQ+, concluding thoughts. Unfortunately, data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that LGBTQ individuals have higher rates of suicidality in every city and state in the country. Regarding sexual orientation, as the church handbook says, the church encourages families and members to reach out with sensitivity, love, and respect to persons who are attracted to others of the same sex. The church also promotes understanding in society at large that reflects its teachings about kindness, inclusiveness, and love for others and respect for all human beings. Regarding transgenderism, the handbook says, these individuals often face complex challenges. They and their family and friends should be treated with sensitivity, kindness, compassion, and Christ-like love. All are children of God and have divine worth. The church teaches that each soul is precious in God's sight. In 2007, I learned that lesson myself. I'm sorry it took me that long. Since then, I have been blessed for my association with LGBTQ+ identifying brothers and sisters in and out of the church.